You are listening to a programme from BBC Radio 4.
The Reverend Dr. Jane Leach, who's the principal of Wesley House, the Methodist College in Cambridge. Good morning to you.
Good morning. There was something powerfully impressive in the sight yesterday, with 40 of the world's leaders linking arms on the streets of Paris in a demonstration of solidarity in the face of last week's horrific attacks. Equally striking was the fact that an estimated 1.5 million ordinary people turned out in the largest demonstration in the history of France, bringing together Muslims, Jews, Christians and people of no religious affiliation in a determination to halt what some commentators have suggested threatens to tear the very fabric of democratic culture. For Christians, there is a long tradition of understanding the painstaking work of mending what is torn as the labour in which God is engaged. One of the desert fathers of early Christianity, Abba Mios, when visited by a soldier, attempted to describe the character of God by asking the soldier whether, if his cloak were ripped, he would throw it away. When the soldier replied no, that certainly he would mend it, Abba Mios told him that God's desire, patience and willingness to mend what is damaged exceeds even our human desire to mend a valued garment. Some of the work to prevent now the ripping apart of democratic societies across the world needs to be done at the level of national and international leadership, as the dreadful news from Nigeria this morning also makes plain. But equally important and consistent action needs to be taken by ordinary people at the local and domestic level. Both in France and in our own rather different context, for example, we all need to be responsible for resisting the temptation to respond to the terrorist desires of the few with an Islamophobia that further undermines the universal human rights that have been at the heart of Europe since the end of World War II. Less dramatically, we all also need to be engaged in the patient labour of building cross-cultural relationships in our everyday settings. This was brought home to me last week in an unassuming way in the person of Hussein, who came to the house to do some work. In the course of the conversation that developed, he spoke about his Middle Eastern background, and I confessed to being a Christian minister, and in the process the stereotypes that so easily attached to both of us were, with some humour, put on one side, as we discovered a mutual passion in giving new life to things that need work. A response that is going to be adequate to the events of last week, to the divisions in French society, and to the complexity of the way in which global challenges affect different parts of the world, cannot be made by a single day's march on the streets of Paris, nor by any one-off personal encounter. Rather, it will require a widespread and active commitment, on behalf of every one of us, to the weaving of multicultural and just societies, so that even if they might suffer damage by those who wish them harm, it will not be possible for them, irreparably, to be torn apart.
That was Thought for the Day with the Reverend Dr. Jane Leach.